You're listening to SBS News.
When Robert House first saw what is now the latest addition to his art collection, he was filled with a sense of pride. The 4-metre-wide painting shows children floating on a raft at the mercy of giant waves. In one corner, clergy members surround a small boy. Another child appears to be drowning. Others on the crowded wooden raft stand strongly in the face of danger. Mr. House, who was sexually abused at a Sydney orphanage in the late 1960s, commissioned the painting. As an artist himself, he wanted to document in art the fight for justice for survivors of child sexual abuse.
Lock it in history and make sure that the story is told for generations to come. And mainly the victory of the story, not so much the bad side of the story, but just the reason to fight for a cause and never give up until you achieve what you want.
Inspired by the 19th century painting Raft of Medusa, the painter, Melbourne-born Peter Daverington, now based in the United States, says children floating on a precarious raft is a fitting metaphor.
Seemingly abandoned by the state, by the people who were entrusted with their care. But also, on the other hand, on the flip side of that, survivors, victorious in the sense that they're still alive and they're fighting for their life, for their rights.
The painting arrived in Australia earlier this month and will be officially unveiled by former Prime Minister Julia Gillard in Canberra on Monday, when Prime Minister Scott Morrison is set to deliver a national apology to the victims and survivors. Mr. House says he also wanted to pay tribute to those instrumental in setting up the Royal Commission into Institutional Child Sexual Abuse. The faces of key people along the way to the apology form the painting's border.
The people reflect the sort of many walks of society. It's from the Royal Commissioners to the politicians to friends who support you to clan who, you know, most probably I've been one of the main activist groups to get this Royal Commission up off the ground and to get the truth being told.
CLAN is the Care Leavers Australia Network, a child sexual abuse support and counselling group. Mr. House will go to Canberra with his two children and ex-wife to hear the Prime Minister deliver the apology, something he sees as a victory.
The suffering never goes, the pain never goes, but it would be a hell of a lot worse if it wasn't for, you know, people acknowledging it.
The apology to survivors was one of 104 recommendations from the Royal Commission late last year. Survivor advocate Leonie Sheedy, who heads CLAN and was abused herself, says it will be a watershed moment. She says it will make more people aware of the trauma so many children in orphanages and foster care experienced.
I want to hear the Prime Minister and the opposition leader say, you know, we're sorry we didn't care about you children hidden behind those high fences and that we didn't care about your lack of families, your lack of opportunities in life that most Australians take for granted.
Ms. Sheedy will be among 800 survivors in Parliament for the historic occasion. She almost decided to boycott the apology over concerns with the redress scheme, but says a last-minute phone call from Mr. Morrison convinced her changes would be made. She says the apology must be accompanied by action and problems with the redress scheme for victims to claim compensation must be fixed.
So many things wrong with it. Like I told the Prime Minister last Friday to pulp the application.
While Monday is expected to be a momentous day, Yvonne Porter, manager of Wattle Place run by Relationships Australia in Sydney, says it will be a difficult one for many.
There are many people who aren't attending anything and will quietly mark the day in their own way or try to ignore the day to manage.
She says services like Wattle Place are providing extra support to those dealing with the memories triggered by the apology.
Some people withdraw and take some time for solace and reflection, and other people reach out and connect with our clinical team here, our counsellors and caseworkers who they have connection with and feel comfortable with.
For Robert House, the positives far outweigh the difficulty of the day.
There's been a lot of emotions over, you know, my whole life, but this one is kind of a victorious emotion. It's kind of like, you know, it's not a despair where once there was just despair, that's lost. So we'll just battle together with the people we know and we will, you know, share a good time and have a drink and, you know that we've really done something worthwhile with our, you know, with our suffering and our pain.
Rosemary Bulger, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.